Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awakenings with Michelle Mache, the weekly dose of spiritual and metaphysical insights and information for navigating the soul path. During the show, if you would like to call in for a reading or with comments or questions, call 347-539-5122 and press 1 on the keypad. Or join the Sacred Space of Empowerment live chat. Create a username by registering with Blog Talk Radio. It's great to connect with all of you here.
Hello and welcome to Awakenings. It is great to connect with all of you here. Wow, what a week, what a day. Lots to share with you. I see callers on the line. Yay, I love my callers when they call in. Hey, you guys. Holla, there you are. Yeah, call in 347-537-5122 if you'd just like to chat, like to share, like get a reading, have a question about your path. Welcome everyone in the chat room that's just getting in. Got a little late start on the chat. I think I found the reason for my internet being kind of boggy. So owe it all to Sadie. I think I have, since I have so much connected to it, I think I have to go up in bandwidth. Isn't that like life? Sometimes we have to upgrade, up-level, and we're going to be talking a bit about that today, about the changes that are happening for many right now. And I wrote about it in my Soul Insights newsletter and also in my blog, Soul Insights for Spirit-Led Living, or you can just Google my name and Soul Insights, and the blog will come up. Or even better yet, you can get on the mailing list, the email mailing list, and you can do that by emailing me at awakeningsradio@gmail.com, and of course also on my Facebook page as well, the Awakenings one, and also my personal one. We've got Paulo D'Oro today. He'll be coming in. Yay. Really going to be a great program. Spent some time with him this past week or so. And he's been in town, he's been traveling, and not only is Paulo an amazing intuitive jewelry designer, creator, maker of ancient bling, he's also an amazing photographer. So we did some great pics that I've been posting on my Instagram and also on Facebook, and more to come. And some of them I'll be using professionally as well. And I'm going to post some of those, give you guys a little sneak peek of my creative expression. As you know, that's what the soul is here to do, express and experience life as us, as that miracle of the all that is through us, as us, that amazing energy that we are, that creative life force, animating energy. And I'm in my own, another awakening on this. I did, back in the day, did a tiny, tiny bit of singing, background vocals, and I've been working with a coach, and I'm going to actually be doing a little singing around town with a friend of mine and collaborator. So we're working up some songs, and I've been writing, taking some of my poetry and putting lyrics, and I'm being taught, you're always learning, I'm being taught song structure. Do you know that there's a structure to song? I'm a pretty darn good poet and lyricist, I've been told over the years, and even by this person, that they're actually an amazing songwriter. And yes, I'm learning about structure of writing a song, and yeah, it's pretty cool. It's kind of mathematical in a way. So yeah, so let's dive in a little bit. I wanted to get to callers. I see you callers on the line. It makes me so happy when I see callers. And I see people in the chat. Hi, chat. Hello, everyone in the chat. Paulo, yeah, will be taking calls as well. He'll be coming in on air just a bit. We're waiting for him to get here. And, of course, I always take calls, and Paulo and I will be diving in as well. And, yes, yeah, see guests coming in. Number 3753951122, press 1 on that keypad, and that will get you in the queue to get on air. I want to just set things up. I know we have calls, and I'm going to get to the callers in just a minute. I had a lot of questions, and Paula and I are going to dive into this a little bit, but this month of June, you know, we have also a Mercury retrograde, by the way, which is causing a lot of reevaluation. You know, you're going to see people kind of springing back into your life. Actually, that's going to occur, I would say, the next, also following into about July, probably, and even a little bit of August, that Leo time. And we're in the major review. There's been a lot of change, a lot of people, you know, waiting for things to happen. And, you know, on my Facebook page, people were saying, well, you say there's a lot of change, but I'm not seeing it. And I said, well, also look for inner change. You know, we forget that sometimes our changes seem circumstantial. In other words, they seem to be happening outside of us. It's circumstances that are dictating something that we can do or have to do or going to do. Or we wanted to do and then we can't do, or we might even say change in the form of opportunity. But on some level, all change, it's like a river. You know, it happens deep inside. There's a, you know, sometimes it's a soft flow, sometimes it's a turbulent flow, sometimes it's choppy, sometimes there's high waves inside, and then sometimes it's such a flow that it's almost imperceptible that we don't even realize that we're changing. And so this kind of is the mid-year, you know, it's about coming into the mid-year of this past cycle. And this is the year for major turning points, redirections of energy. You thought you're going one way and you're going another, or something that you've been working on begins to take shape and form. I want to talk about this year as being a manifestation year. It's about bringing things into form. And so this turning point is going to be focusing everyone on what is it you need to focus on to make the turning point, to turn the corner. You know, you can even think about yourself driving. You know, if you're driving in the car and you see a certain type of corner coming up, you know, are you on the freeway or expressway? You know, are you getting on the off-ramp and it's turning? Are you getting on the on-ramp and it's turning? You know, you put more speed or do you slow down? We have a lot of winding roads near where I live, you know, going up the coast. And, you know, you're going to drive differently on that as opposed to if you're on a straight road, right? If you see, you know, if you're driving up, you know, a long road, Mulholland, you're driving up and you're overlooking the ocean and, you know, maybe the road is narrow. You know, you're going to ease on the gas until you hit that bank and then, you know, put the gas back. So look for areas in your life right now where you're going to have to adjust your flow a little bit. Is the flow getting a little faster? Is it getting a little slower? You know, are you going up that bank and so therefore you need to slow down just a little bit or ease off the gas? Or have you been poking along and you need to put more gas on? So only you will know that by feeling it out and looking at what's happening around you. But be also aware of getting overwhelmed. A lot of people I've been talking to have been getting really overwhelmed because, you know, it's very interesting in this age of the soul is that there's a lot more that's happening, you know. And what I want to say by that, oh, hello, Queen. Got some people in the chat, Mono Polly, welcome guests. What I mean by that is we really are these majorly expressive creator beings. And the soul is deeming that we do tap more into that energy or express it more. Part of that energy is love. I mean, that is really what creative expression is about. I mean, so it's tapping into that frequency, that harmonization, that sweet spot. You know, when you play tennis or anything, you know, when you get that rhythm, that cadence, you know, many times we hit a wall, right? And then somehow there's a breakthrough and we go, wow. You know, I used to run competitively and it was amazing in the beginning. You know, sometimes you just couldn't get it, couldn't get the gait, couldn't get the movement. And also as a dancer, I noticed that too. You're learning something or your day is just off and then something, all of a sudden you're just exhausted and then all of a sudden something switches and then you're in this wonderful cadence, you know, where you could run all day, you know, or you could dance all day or night. You know, you could go on. And same with, I remember with tennis, with hitting the ball. It was a certain way. And it was, by the way, when you were in one flow of form, you know, it's really where that form and function meet, the form and the flow. The flow is there. And it's really with anything, even writing. I can see with writing. And sometimes we take a while to gear up, right? It's like it's not quite happening, and then boom, there it is. So what I want to say is if you are feeling that it's going slowly, not happening, keep on. Sometimes you need a healthy divergence, you know, a healthy distraction, I like to call them, a little retreat. You need to break up the pace a little bit and then come back to something. I've been getting quite a few people asking questions like, oh, I'm still working on this, or this is still happening. Again, I find when we get disappointed or we have loss or we've hit that wall or we're overwhelmed or it's like, gosh, is this ever going to get to that next level? Is it ever going to be over? We forget, you know, the rational mind forgets just how far we've come and what we've learned and what we know, right? So if you're feeling right now that you're hitting a wall or there's just nothing's happening or you're at a standstill, turn around and look and see just how far you've come. Look within and notice just how much you know now, how much wiser, how much more connected you are, perhaps how much more love you're feeling. You know, or some of you that are very maybe working with trauma right now or really focused on deeper healing, blessed that you know the trauma. You know, blessed that you now know what's going on with you or what you need to adjust or unpeel, what you need to work with. I was reading something today on Katarina Deleva. Some of you know her as a yogini, who's a personal friend of mine, and she's been on the show. Some of you may know her from her amazing music, Bliss, an amazing song, chant. And I'm going to paraphrase this, but she had this picture. Maybe I can find it on my phone. And I was really intrigued by the image. And then the wording, let's see if I can find it, was just so powerful. Yeah, where is it here? I'm looking on my phone, of course, and I don't. Aha, there it is. Someone I loved once gave me a box full of darkness. It took me years to understand that this, too, was a gift. And that was by Mary Oliver. You know, we like to look at our gifts in pretty packages. You know, I can say I can be that way, too. We like things wrapped in a bow. We like pretty packages. We like what we like. We like what we think we're going to get. So hear me on that. We like what we think we're going to get, and we tend to not like, unless it's what we term a good surprise or something that's we feel is beneficial to us. So look, you know, there is gifts, and I love Matthew Fox. He talks about this. You know, you've heard me talk about it. The via positiva, the via negativa, the via creativa, and the via transformativa. We stay too long in the via positiva. We want smiley, happy, that, and you know we associate if everything's smiley and happy in our life, then we must be doing well. And if we are deep or you know have any depth or we're a bit melancholy, then something must be wrong. And, you know, there's amazing songs and writings that have all experienced. You know, all experience is relative to the soul, is important for the soul. There is no judgment in the land of the soul or spirit. There is no, this is bad. You know, it is what it is. You know, we learn this in the Buddhist philosophy or Buddhist psychology, that it is what it is. You know, we've heard of this too shall pass. So, be very aware, especially this month, to not overjudge and term things as bad or negative or I'm not getting ahead or I'm not getting so far. Because when you're saying that, that's coming from the lower level ego. That's coming from the constructed ego. That's not coming from the truth of who you are. That's not coming from your true nature. Because the true nature sees the whole unfolding. You know, it doesn't say that the rosebud is less than the blossoming or the bloom. It looks at the totality. It looks at the unfolding. And plus your higher self not only sees where you've been and where you are, but where you're going, what's unfolding, where you're being led and where you're being nudged. And so some of the deep transformative change that's taking place this month will be centered on that, you know, to not give up hope, to be in your path and your process and find ways to create, to self-express, to move the energy that is coursing through you, that sort of energy that is causing perhaps a cleansing, a purification, or an opening, or a breakthrough, an unfolding, or a starburst. However that is happening for you, focus this month to find ways to move with the energy, whatever the pattern is for you right now, rather than resist it. Let's get the phone line. 847-689, welcome to Awakenings.
I'm here today too, but I was kind of would like to speak to Paolo.
Oh, that's fine. You can wait for him. And but also find something with the phone. The connection is not great. It's hard to hear, so
okay.
Maybe you can make an adjustment. Okay?
Thanks.
Yeah. Hi, 440, you're on Awakenings Radio, 440-212. Welcome to Awakening.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Hey, who's this? I go by Angel.
Hi, Angel. Welcome to the program.
How you doing today?
I'm doing great, actually. Do you have a question or a comment?
I have a question, but I also have something that's been kind of on my mind for a little bit. This is not actually the question, but my first child died June 13, 2009, and it's like I know I never got a chance to meet my child. I don't know if it's a boy or a girl, and I just really wish I may have had a message or a sign or something to know. I want my child to know I still love the one that's up there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's what I wanted to say. Now, the question
tune in for her. I'm feeling her, but do you have a boy around you right now?
You said what now?
Do you have another child, also a boy?
No.
No children right now?
No, I have another guy. I have two godchildren. They're girls, but I just had one child that was actually mine, but it passed away.
Okay. I want to say she, but I feel, but there's a male presence as well on the other side with her.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow, I never knew that.
Mhm. Mhm.
Is it like a brother or something?
It could be. I feel this is very interesting when I've worked quite a bit with the whole passage of crossing over shamanically.
Okay.
And I've actually worked with some, you know, wonderful mothers that have had even carried full term and then the baby was stillborn.
Right.
You know, in spirit, see, when that happens, that being doesn't need to come fully in form.
Okay.
So it's not necessarily a mistake. And what happens, just, you know, and anyone that has, you know, given birth or have children will say this, is that, you know, you're changed. It's just like any other relationship. When that being comes around you, you know, a lot of times people, I wrote a story or a book through the pregnancy, or I went back to work, or I stopped working, or I found out that I was an artist, or moved out to the country. So that being, you know, when any being comes into our life, we're forever changed by that, and as well as they are also. You know, we swap energy in a way. And so when it does happen like that, when a child doesn't take full form, we call it, you know, on this dimension, their work, in essence, is done. They whatever they needed to accomplish or whatever that exchange of energy on a soul level is complete. Now, to us, we might think, oh, it's not so complete because, you know, they didn't stay. You know, they died. They didn't get into full body. And they also spiritually are always around you. I've worked with some parents where it turned out that the child, you know, was actually one of their guides or was assisting them or helping them or just came at a certain time. Yeah, so know that she's around you still.
I thought so.
Yeah.
Now, yeah. I actually have a question that I've been...
Alrighty.
Oh, my God. This
Alrighty.
Question
Go ahead.
Is out of this world.
Okay.
I have an ex-boyfriend. He's an ex now, and he was really very important to my life, but he left out of my life because of a situation where this girl was really crazy, and they messed around, I guess, and he wound up being with her because of a lie. Now, my thing is, every time I see this girl or something, I get into it with her. We just get into it all the time. I can't stand her. I don't like her, and she don't like me. My thing is, it's like now that he's with her, it's like he's getting into a lot of trouble. He's becoming distant and stuff. I was wondering, do you see their relationship lasting, or do you see me and him getting back together, or any of that?
Here's the thing. That's the male presence I felt around you also. There's a man. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because he's still in your aura. But there is like a death there. It's a passing, you know, away. I want to say I feel him very much up and down. I think he might come back around. I feel there's somebody else for you. Just because I feel he could be problematic or he could want to talk to you or be with you and then, but yet he's still with her or he's uncertain, unclear.
Right.
And here's the thing I want you to do with her is just leave it be the energy. Just let, because when you're getting into it with her, you're
pushing him away.
Exactly. Yeah. And you're diverting the energy. Yeah. You're getting, you know, my mom would say on her, you're coming down to her level, you know. So
you, right. You're right.
Know
I felt that.
She, right? Yeah. So you can know that she's, quote, unquote, no good for him. But sometimes people have to, you know, Angel, sometimes people have to go all the way down a dead end to know that it's a dead end. And
that's right.
They'll do it sooner. They'll turn around if we really let them go.
Okay.
So I'd like you, because here's the thing, you're connected spiritually and, you know, on the emotional body. Yeah. So there's a connection there. But what I would do is I would get in and do a meditation and see yourself connected to your higher self, however you want to term that. See him connected to his higher self.
Okay.
And then I want you to feel the heart connection. But then I want I want you to release him. I want you to say, I release you from this role with me.
Ooh.
And then you're going to say, I release me from this role with you. Because if he does come back around, you don't want him coming back in the same old role. You've got a little bit of a mommy role with him, a caretaker, overseer, mommy role.
Oh, man.
Yeah. That's why I see him coming back around to kind of, tell you his problem. So you don't want that. You want him coming back, you know, as that chief, you know, the chieftain, you know, the king to your queen. We can mother our men a little. Little mothering is nice, and they can mother and father us, and we can. But you don't want that to be the main role. And that's why he's with this other little chicky poo because. See, you're the one with it all together. For some reason, people do this. Men and women do this. Drives me up the wall.
Right.
Is they will choose the cray-cray. They will choose the crazy because it makes them look less crazy. Right?
That's right.
And
you're absolutely right.
But then they come back around to the people that aren't cray-cray to talk about it and hang out and hopefully heal. But you don't want to do that. You know, unless you're going to do it professionally. You don't want the guy coming back around to you going, oh, damn, she's crazy, or, you know, she did this, she did that. And then, And then they go back with it. So release from that role
and you want him to come back as in his truth. You don't want him to come back,
okay,
you know, as a little wounded, you know, eagle.
Right.
All
another
right, Angel,
thing,
keep listening. Wait, I got to go on because we've got so many calls.
I was
going to
tell you thank you
up
so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. Keep listening, and thanks for calling in.
Yes, I will. Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye. And if you're waiting for Paula, my feelings won't be hurt. Hi, 267-285, you're on Awakening.
I'm laughing. You said your feelings won't be hurt. How
sometimes
often
people don't like to say that. I know they. You have me all the time. I'm just old hat, so that's okay.
That's fine. I'm just happy that he's on, because when I saw the picture, that was me on Instagram, by the way, just in case you didn't know.
Which one?
Oh, is that you? Oh, no wonder. Because
yes.
Oh,
I didn't know that. I was with him, and I said,
yes,
hello.
I knew. I noticed it though. Yeah, I have that Instagram from my YouTube channel, and I follow you, and I saw his picture,
great,
and I was like, is there Paulo's lovely face?
We've been having
yes,
a good old time, girl. We have been having a good old time in our creative mode, let me tell you.
I can tell, and that ice cream or that whatever it was that you were having looked really, really good.
Oh, my God. Listen, we went to this place. It was frozen yogurt, and we got a salad, and then we didn't know. Well, first we got dessert. We got dessert ahead of time. We said, bring us the dessert first,
mm-hmm,
you know, cappuccino and the dessert, and then he had an egg cream, and then couldn't decide with the salad, what's dressing. They said, I bring both. They kept saying, well, we couldn't decide things, and they're like, we'll just bring them both for you. We'll just bring them both. So I wanted frozen yogurt, and non-fat frozen yogurt, but we had chocolate cake. Go figure. Anyway. And I said, I don't know. Do I want it in a cone, or do I want it in this parfait glass? They go, well, don't worry, we'll bring you both. So they brought this beautiful parfait glass, and then sticking, I should have taken a picture of that, sticking in the yogurt was two cones.
Oh, wow. Oh, God, I'm so jealous. That sounds
yeah,
so good.
It was so good. Oh, yeah.
That's
awesome.
That's
great.
So, anyway, I'm happy that, you know, Paulo is going to be on the show. I can't wait for him to come on. My question to you is, I'm feeling a little down. Down, not necessarily. I don't know if it. I can't describe it. But what I can say is that my energy has been really low, to the point where I've been feeling like I almost have to push myself to do certain things, get up in the morning, just different things. And I don't know if it's something that I should be worried about health wise, or if there's something else going on.
You notice it's with the to-dos. It's with the things that you don't really want to do, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Right. And
yeah,
the thing, yeah, and many people, I should even say us, because I think I've gone through it a little bit here and there. Many people are going through this right now because as we're connecting more on a soul level, we're connecting more to our soul. The soul is not about to-dos. It's really not. It's not about endless to-dos. It's almost, you know, the constructed ego that you know, we all constructed to kind of get along in the old paradigm is being dismantled. So people are going to want to connect and share more, you know, play more, create more, self-express more, love more. Relationships will take more key precedence. So eventually we will have less of that kind of stuff, or people that are like doing that it is a soul joy for them to do that, you know, will be drawn into your life. So right now, especially even this month, there are, you know, kind of some ups and downs, some peaks and valleys, you know, some melancholiness, a bit of, you know, can be depression. So I would say, like, with the depression, though, is more of a going within.
and seeing what's in there. What are you really feeling, and how can you express that? How can you move through that? So we're really getting, you know, Kathy, a call on a soul level for us really to create more and express more.
Okay, which is something that you've been talking about for years.
Yeah, for years, yeah. Because that's the realm of the soul. And, you know, we had somebody on, I don't know, it was a few weeks ago, and they, you know, one of the few people that I've heard say this, I've been saying it for years, but, I mean, we've had the same body and mindset since the, you know, Industrial Revolution, or even, you know, before that when we mechanized. And after mechanization, we had the Industrial Revolution, right? And if you think of the mindset back then, you know, a lot of farming, agriculture, you know, machines were just coming into play, and we were looked at as a machine. You know, I remember even as a dancer, you know, mind over matter, you know, just push yourself. Think of, make yourself do it. Just will yourself to do it. Think you can do it. And, you know, detachment from the body, you know, the flesh is bad, you know, make the body, do, you know, who cares if it wants sleep right now or wants to lay around. Make it work. It's got to go, you know, up at, you know, sunset, you know, or sun, you know, early morning and then down, you know, inside at sunset, you know, sun up, sun down kind of mentality, you know, or we had an 8-hour, you know, well, 12-hour day, 8-hour day, you know, it had these repetitive cycles. And so we're all being shifted out of that, out of the repetitive cycles into more of a flow pattern or a flow state. And so, yeah, that we are being, you know, our inner software, our mind is being up-leveled and as well as our body. So if you kind of look where we came from, you can see why we're really having to break with, you know, the soul wants to break free. And it's also, you know, if you look at it astrologically, it's also that Uranus and Aries. Uranus is about innovation, breaking free, freedom from things that overconstrict, and Aries rules the self. So that be what's going on with you, honey.
Okay. Because I don't know. I felt like, am I depressed? Do I need to see? Like, and I know part of me, like, I don't feel depressed, like, to the point where, oh, I need to go to a therapist or I need medication or anything like that. But it's just like as soon as January hit, it was this weird energy where all I really wanted to do is sleep. And I feel bad because not only do I not have the energy, but I don't have the energy for my daughter. And she's, like, up, and she wants to do everything, and I'm just like, I just can't even push myself to do it because I'm so tired.
Here's the thing. The one thing I do feel as you were talking, I do feel, check your mineral, I feel like you could use, if I scan your body, because I feel a couple of things is going on. There's the mental emotional aspect. You've moved, you've had a lot of emotional change with your mother, family. That drains, you know, emotional trauma or working through issues, not only mentally exhausts us and emotionally, but physically. So everything's interconnected in that, you know, body-mind system. So, but also I would check thyroid. And I think I work with somebody. I like therapy, working with a coach, working through things, doing group work. I think maybe something like that might even be good for you to check in. But I do see the physicality of it too. And so I would say for you some supplementation, you know, maybe a could be complex with C, you know, for the stress. And remember when you – and this is for everyone. When we've had peak experiences, the body kind of gives a sigh, like, oh, whether it's a peak good experience, we want to term it as good or bad. When you move out of a stressful situation, you know, the body can finally go, oh, okay, let me relax now. Let me regroup. So you've got everyone. You have to figure that in your changes. When you go through a lot mentally and emotionally, it's just like a physical. When you go have the flu, when you've been sick, you know, or you've been in the hospital for a while, you come out, you're a little tired. So that the same thing happens when we go through mental and emotional change or trauma and relief. You know, the body finally feels safe. Oh, I can just relax now.
Yeah, because that's a part of it too. Like I feel that as well. Like oh. You know, I'm happy, I'm in my new place and everything, and then, but there's this other side of it where I'm just like, oh, my God, I'm so exhausted. I just can't feel like it's hard for me to get up and do things like I want to. And mm-hmm. But that makes a lot of sense, so I will definitely
Well, and check and see if you need how much of the things you need to do. You know, you might need to do less and flow more. You know, see what is in, you know, what's actually in your sphere, what you actually need to do. You know, I learned that I've been purpose. Well, I was without a car for a little bit and was in the auto repair, and actually for 3 weeks, which was really nice. I didn't rent a car. I did Uber for a little bit, and then I said, you know what? I'm really going to do things that I can walk to, or bicycle. And I saw that, you know, because there's a lot of extraneous stuff that we do that we don't really need to do. And so I find, you know, if you do things like that consciously, or say, I'm not going to run around all day, I'm going to just do errands 1 or 2 days a week, you know, let me start doing that, and you start really rebuilding your energy. Now, as I'm saying that, I keep hearing something with the supplements and the minerals. I got to tell you, the vitamins, multivitamin minerals, selenium and zinc is coming out at, and the, Kathy, get your thyroid checked, but by somebody holistic, so that they're, you know, or you can get supplements, I'm sure, in the store, health food store for that. But that seems to be a little bit off. You've got some hormonal changes happening as well. So
okay.
Take care of the body. Take care of the body so that it can handle the changes.
Okay.
Well, all right, sweetie. Paula. All righty.
Good. Thank you.
You're so welcome. All right. Lots of people calling in. I love this. Let's see. Trisha just put in the chat, wow, I can so relate to the down feeling after relief from emotionally charged event. Body just needs to decompress. Yeah. It's like a big sigh. You know, it's like, whew, thank God. And thank God we have Paulo D'Oro coming on air with us. Friend of the show. Everybody knows him, loves him. Creator, designer of Ancient Bling. Wonderful painter, healer, artist, and as you know, also photographer. You saw my pictures, by the way, as I was telling you earlier. Welcome to the program, Paulo.
Well, welcome. Oh, thank you, Rich. Thanks.
Oh,
lovely to be
great.
Here. Can you? I'm going to apologize that maybe the connection here is really shifty here, because I'm I've got craziness here.
Oh yeah, it is a little shifty.
Yeah. So
by the way, that
worked
through
that.
Okay, Kathy was on air. Kathy was the one that was on Instagram, was following me and said and saw your picture and said, "Is that Paulo?" And I said, oh, remember, I said, Paulo, somebody recognizes you. It's an awakening listener.
Yes, yes. Yes. Oh. Well, it's nice to be recognized. I like that.
Yeah, it was fun. We had a great, and then at the top of the program, I was saying, not only are you amazing, you know, painter, theater, jewelry maker, intuitive, as well as a great photographer.
That's because I had a great subject there. I had a great subject. And our own little stage in nature. It was just absolutely a wonderful moment. Absolutely wonderful.
It was. I'm going to post the tribal ones today.
Yes.
Yes. So we're going to get to callers. We have a lot of people wanting to say hello to you and get tuned into, I suppose, tuned in, tuned up. And, you know, I don't know if you're at the top of the program is talking a little bit about, you know, there's so much change happening, and there's been a lot of people, we didn't get into that, but you and I were talking about it, you know, crossing over, a lot of suicides, a lot
I understand. I'd like to share some of my friend wrote. He writes about astrology, but he writes it in a poetic way so that we can really identify with the energies of these planets. And he writes it in a fable way. He creates fables, and he's created this dimension called Aab, A-A-B. And his name is John Sandbach, and he's an incredible vessel for this information. And he wrote this, and he calls it the 18 degrees of Taurus. This is the energy of 18 degrees of Taurus. Mm-hmm. And I'll read it to you. It's just a little short thing.
Okay.
In many places in Oz, though not in the cities, but rather in the fields, meadows, and forests, are doorways, some in the form of arches, others large holes that have been smoothly carved into rock, and some formed of posts made from the trunks of trees. Others are in the form of steps descending into the earth, or even rings of light that hover slightly above the ground, and which one may step through if one so desires. For the most part, these doorways are shunned or ignored by the people above, not out of fear, but because they are portals into other realms and worlds. And to take a single step through one is to travel far away, which most have not the time or the inclination to do. It is taught to the children of Oz that one is not to step through one of these doorways unless one is summoned to do so, and that summoning, when it happens, will always be heard clearly within the mind of one summoned. And though many step through a doorway and return, maybe after an hour or a few days or weeks or even longer, it happens sometimes when a person steps through one of these doorways, they do not return, not because they become lost, but because the new life they find on the other side is so pleasant to them that all thought of returning disappears. For this reason, when it so happens that one steps over the threshold of one of these doors and is never seen again, that person's loved ones are never sad, for they know most certainly that the one who is gone is most happy in their new realm.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Wow. And you know what I would say to that as well is there's those doorways and realms all the time around us. I mean, I see where we found ourselves the other day and just made this magical play. Right?
Yeah.
And the soul calls us to do that. It's like we can find it. You know, Kathy was on air earlier, and she was talking about wanting to do things with her daughter, and I just had a flash now of, you know, as a kid, maybe putting a blanket over chairs and calling it a cave and going inside. I think we need to do that as adults.
Yes.
We need to play, you know?
Yes.
And just to see... You know, the other day it was funny, Yoshi, the little ball went under the sofa. It's got like a metal frame. And I rolled under there and I said, oh, what is this? Because she's always sitting under there and it's so cool. I rolled under there and just laid there for a minute or two and I said, oh, this is kind of cool. I think we need to roll into some different areas of our life, you know, and just kind of roll, you know.
Yes.
You know, make a tent in the backyard and get into that creative play, you know.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
And as children, we're so open to these realms. We're so connected to these realms. And we tend to start to understand that, oh, you know, seeing it through this way, we are becoming adults, whatever that means, and we forget. That we have access. We have our visa is open to all travel everywhere.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love that. So perfect. Well, Paula, we've got a lot of people waiting that have come on air. You know, somebody that actually said, "Well, I'm actually just waiting for Paulo," and I said, "That's all right.
Oh.
I'll get off." Here we go. 847-689, you're on Awakening with Paula.
Hi, this is Jill. Can you hear me better?
Yes, I can
hear
you.
Hi, Jill. Hi. Can I ask a personal question?
Yeah, I think so, right? Yeah, personal to you. Go ahead, Jill.
Yeah, I'm really, really having a hard time all around financially, everything. I'm really working on changing my belief systems. I came from a extremely toxic family where everything I was told was, you know, I was not deserving and I am not entitled to receiving. Do you see me breaking through soon and things clearing up for me all around, or what do you get is that you feel I need to, you see, or whatever?
I'm not seeing that you really need anything. What I feel is that you're now owning this new redefining of yourself. It is the time of owning it, owning your power. Mm-hmm. And then there's a phrase in the American Indian way about running your medicine. You know, you do all you can to do something, but you fill yourself up so much that the new energy for that project or for that redefinition doesn't have room for it, or a new relationship, anything. We fill ourselves so much up. We fill ourselves with so much information that we're not allowing anything to come in the flow of it. So I believe you're now in that process, you know, filtering through all those toxins, understanding that they gave you a lot of information of what not to do and what not to believe. You see, that was the information that they shared with you. Here, we're going to give you this. So you know, now you know, I was given the same thing. Now I know exactly what to do, because all I have to do is what they would not do. You see, so I have a lot of information, but that information isn't going to go anywhere until I start to find my passion and find out where do I want that passion, how do I want it to be expressed in my life, and then you own it, and I feel that that's where you're coming from. You're going into a big initiation time now for you. How old are you?
My outside life, like my inner self, is getting better, but my outside life is a mess. So what about that?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Once you own it, you're in that initiative, time, then you will see it begin to express out into the outer. You have to bring it here, bring it inside, own it. You know, it's a ritual in a sense. And when you own it, you know you really who you really are, then it will be starting to express outward, and it isn't what you, like, I have to fix this part and run around like some type of animal, and I have to fix this part and fix that part. No, it's already inside you. You have everything you need. Now, own it. Own who you are, and just show up. Just show up with that ownership, and things will begin to change.
Okay, like I like showing up. Give me an example.
And then we're gonna get that off air. Give you that. Just showing up is doing what's in front of. Yeah, you're wiggling out, Paul. What's in front of you?
Okay.
Showing up is responding to what's in front of you, and I love what Paula said, not getting in front of your medicine. So whatever's in front of us is what we're meant to focus on. That's there.
Okay.
Even if we're
that
planning,
makes mom, you know, because when you're blocked somewhere, you kind of shut down. I do when
yes.
I know there's
yes.
I'm blocked.
Yes.
So that's why I asked
yes.
you to explain it a little better. Thank you.
Oh, and Jill, I'm going to put you off air so we can go to the next person. But I want to bring something up, because you bring a really good point up. Is that it's so true. The thing to do when you get blocked or you feel things are stagnant or not happening, people do tend to shut the energy down. And what it means is just because one door is shutting, something else is opening. You know, or we want one person to be there to help us, and even they might have said, I'll be there for you, or I'll help you, I'll take you here, I'll do this, and they can't. But then there could be somebody just to the left of you that can do it. So sometimes we have to take what we can where we can, because you've got to remember the higher self is orchestrating things like a huge stepping stones. It steps from one thing to the next, and it's not sequential. It's circular. It's a spiral. So we don't know the path to our unfolding. We can only respond to it. We can only show up. And it's so true, not get in front of it. We can't, and we can't be where we're not, you know, if that makes sense. I want to touch on something. Paulo, did we lose you?
What?
I'm hearing him.
I'm not.
Oh, there you are.
Yeah,
yeah,
kind of,
okay.
In and out, yeah.
In and out, okay. One of the things I want to touch on, and you just mentioned it, you said about initiation, and we had I had an email question come up from Aisha. And I feel that
so perfectly ties in to this, and we'll be spending more time on it. But life, and if you could dive into this with me as well, Paulo, life gives us some amazing initiations. I always say we don't really have to pay for our initiations. I mean, you know, if they're there.
Yes.
Right. But I find one thing that people on the path, you know, it's just like in the beginning of the path, a lot of times you get a lot of bells and whistles. You know, you feel the guides, you're opening up intuitively, you know, you can hear voices, and then you're healing people. You know, all this stuff is opening. You know, you see the aura, the colors. You ask for something, oh, it's right there. You get 20 confirmations. But then somewhere on the path, okay, so that's one initiation. It's an opening. You know, and then there's another initiation after that where you're having to learn to trust that or trust yourself or connect to your own higher self, and you may not get so many answers. You know, you have to kind of work a little for them. And then there's another initiation where you're kind of blending in, right? And so these initiatory experiences, and part of what I feel that you're sharing with people right now is a form of initiation that many, this initiation that many are going to, getting beyond the overdoing and overfilling up and getting comfortable with the space of who they are, the void. That seems to be very prevalent right now for many people, that there seems to be a lot that's being taken away, or like Jill was saying, I feel blocked, or there's not things that are happening in the way that we might, you know, surmise or intend.
Yes.
Could you speak a bit about that initiation that's coming through with this, I feel, very cosmic change right now?
Yes.
Yeah.
I view it as this way for me, is that my mind is saying things to me. My mind is saying or repeating patterns. It's saying thoughts. I'm blocked. It has its own thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
It has its own wordage. But my soul is saying another thing, and my higher self is saying another thing. But right where that place happens, right where that place, you just kind of, you acquiesce, you surrender. It is about putting your head below your heart, because your head has no answers and your heart has no questions. And at that point, it's such a beautiful, monumental ability that we have. We have this ability to understand that we can be gracious to ourselves. We can be sweet to ourselves. We are the gatekeepers to let allow anything in. We have that, and it's not an ego. It's not a power coming from an ego. It's a power that it's a knowing that we are who we are, and we know who we are. That's the stepping through of this initiation. And before you step through to know who you are, well, you need to have the opposite, to know that it's like the flower growing out of concrete, you see? You've got to go through the muck to understand, well, I'm not the muck. Okay, so I'm going, you know, you now identify that is not me. And so therefore it connects you back to who you really are. But if you don't have that muck, how will you really know? You know how many people say, I think I'm off my path. Well, yeah, occasionally you need to get off your path so you know that you're off your path. So you can recognize that. Yes.
Well,
that's the initiation. And initiation is about total surrender. That is the key of any initiation,
any form of initiation.
Yeah,
whatever level you're at or whatever the initiation is.
Wherever. You must surrender to that. And, you know, in love, in this emotional heart level, all is required is to love more. Love more. Mm-hmm. You know, it's amazing how much we put energy around that. We put our heads in there and say, oh, I've loved, I've been hurt, we have a story, I'm not going there again. But your heart's saying, no, love more. It's bigger. It's take that moment, stretch it out into time, and be the love that you are. And that ability to know that is such a gift. It's such a gift to be on this planet at this time and to love the ones around us. And whether it's received or not, that's the story. That makes the story, you know, why you go to a movie and see the story. But that's not us. That's not who we are. And so you look at the story, you say, I like that story, I like that story. Okay. But you have the ability to close the book, to walk out of the movie, and just go into your heart. Your heart has no questions. It just is. And I love that.
Yeah.
I just love that.
Yeah. Thank you.
You know, one of the things that you just said, Paula, just prompted something to me. In fact, I'm going to do a post on it on my Instagram and Facebook.
You multi-tested wizard. You are.
I am on medicine.
You are. You just are. I love it. It's like when I'm with Michelle, it's like I'm on this starship, and we're just anything, you know, anything that comes to the grid, oh, yeah, let's go there. Oh, yes, and we can be both places. Okay, that's, you know, undefinable and uncontrollable and all the uns.
Yeah, all the uns. I'm the uncola. We were on the Starship Enterprise. We have been riding the Starship. Here's the thing, and I'm going to say I have been there, and I have to remember this. As every caller has called in, some of the questions that I've been getting from clients and in my groups, it just hit me. You know, everybody, we're not here to be right. That's such a false. We're here to express all that we are and share that with the world. So you're not – this is what I hear a lot, you know. It's like – and it's coming through so clearly that if something is perhaps blocked or not going well or right in our mind, what is right, it's almost like the ego says something's wrong with me or I'm not doing it right. But we're not here to – this is what the soul really wants us to know. And here's the hierarchy is coming through now. They're saying, oh, my God, I can't believe this. It's not about right or wrong. We're not here to be right. We're here to express and experience ourselves as love with each other. We're here to express and experience ourselves as soul beings, creator beings. We're just here to express us. So when we move out of that being right, you know, the whole world can open up to you. When you just, we've got to move out of focusing on being right, or like you said, you know,
very
fix
true.
It.
Oh, thank you. Yes. You know, when being right is just a way of expressing what doubt and what fear, allowing fear to have its little moment on the stage, and then you allow that to happen. You go. Okay, you do your little dance, but the main show is my love here. And I love you so much that I give you this. I'll shine all the bright lights on you to dance. I want fear to be, have its place. I don't want to shun it. I don't want to push it out. I don't even want to push my being right out. I just want to say, okay, you all have this a place to express yourself. I am the vessel for that. I happen to be. And my vessel is getting bigger, but that's my personal experience. But, you know, it's just like, wow, you know. It's like when I see these children, it's like I look inside them and it's like their being is saying, I feel so much here, and yet I'm learning about my containment, my bodysuit. And it's a journey with this bodysuit, you know.
Yeah.
It's like you have to learn. There's limitations. There's laws. There's whatever we call them. There are boundaries. And a great man shared this with me, a great guru from India, you know, the whole deal. And he said to me, he looked at me, he said, oh, he said, your rivers are so strong, he said. You need to build a dam. And, you know, that was like a big, you know, put your fingers across because the vampire's coming kind of thing, you know. And I thought about it, and he planted that seed to me. And I thought, yes, and he said, so I went back to him, you know, being that persistent, my ego guy. He got my ego involved. I thought, that was cute. Okay, let's dance a little if you want to play with my ego. I want to experience more of myself. I want to know more of myself. So let my ego talk about this. I went up to him and I said, okay, look, just exactly why am I building dams if my rivers are strong? He said, well, if you don't have the dams, he said, your rivers go out. But if you have the dam, your rivers go to the ocean, to the major, major waters. And I said, oh, okay, you really got that. You really got that. Thank you. Yes, yes. So our body is the dam. Our body is that body suit. And we're here to learn that that's what it is so we can get beyond it. In all cultures, in all religions, it's all about how do I become enlightened? How do I become more? And I look at that and I see a lot of that being exploited and getting into political places and all these places with it because people cannot control that. They cannot control and they don't like that. And so they want to control. And that's part of the bodysuit. That's part of the little slip of the contract that comes with our bodysuit. Know that people will be jealous. They'll have all the, you have all the human qualities, the senses that you're dealing with also. So it's really just an amazing journey to go through this. And everyone is exempt. We all have this bodysuit and we're all going beyond. There is no one exempt from this. And whether your belief system believes that it's a continual story or whether it is not, it doesn't matter. Your journey is about being genuinely true and connected to who you really are. How you get there, that's the story. That's the story.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah, it's a story, and the story changes.
Right. Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
The plot can, you know, the plot kind of remains the same, but the storyline changes.
Right.
Let's see who
there's always editing. You know, there's always editing.
Yeah, there's always. I love editing. Yes, yes. Photoshop your story, people. Come on, come on. The technology's there. Let's see. 508-933. Welcome to Awakening. Hello, 508-933. All right, we'll come back to you. Sometimes people, can you believe it? They would step away from the phone listening to us, but sometimes that happens. I'm gonna give you 267-285. Kathy? Yes, I'm here. Oh, I know.
Hello.
I just thought you might want to say hi to Paulo. Since you spotted him. Are you driving?
Actually, yes, I did. I wanted to say hello. Thank you so much for coming back to me.
Oh.
And Paulo, I'm so happy that I saw your beautiful face.
Oh.
I literally, like I was telling Michelle earlier, I saw the picture on Instagram. I said, oh, my God, is that Paulo? Oh, no, I have to write a comment right now.
Oh, how sweet.
And Michelle said it was you. I was like, yes, so that means he's going to be on the show.
Oh, that is so sweet. Thank you.
So
I'm
so happy that you're on the show. I literally have been waiting because it's been a few months now. Michelle is saying, Paulo is going to be on. He probably will be on in April. And April came, and I was like, he hasn't been on. I'm like, I'm very happy that you're here. And the one thing that I wanted to say to the both of you, now that I'm on the line with both of you, that I just feel like the both of you are just like a, I don't know, it's like when I hear the both of you on the show, it's kind of like a happy, happy, joy, joy type of feeling. I get a happy, happy, joy, joy headache. It's just like so much.
Yeah. We're kind of busted.
You know,
yeah.
You know, I think you've got just sauces of deliciousness inside you, sauces that people haven't even tasted yet from you, and I'm going to tell you something right now. Serve them up, honey. We want them. We want to taste those juices. We want to taste those delicious juices you have. don't share them. Share them.
You know, I keep hearing that. I keep hearing that. And I'm like, I don't know. Are people, I don't know. Are they going to listen? Or do they want to hear it? Do they want
to? Oh, this is all I can say is just share them. Share them. They're delicious. They're delicious.
Thank
you. Yes.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Thank you. So thank you so much, Michelle, for coming back to me. I really appreciate it. And I'm so happy that the both of you are on. There are a few guest that you have on the show, Michelle, that I really, really love and just can't wait to hear the show. And Paulo, you're definitely one of them. I just get so happy to both of you together, and then it's the laugh, and it's everything. And I mean that with all my heart. I really do mean that. It's just, I just love it. So thank you so much to both of you.
Thank you. I have to say, you know, there comes a time when you're very, very lucky. You're just very, very lucky. And you run across a soul like Michelle for me that allows me to go to the joy, go to and express in any which way. And we kind of both meet there and we kind of play. We're like in our little kindergarten almost. It's just the biggest gift. It's the biggest gift. And it, you have this with everybody. There's always a place you can play with everybody. I found that, you know, they put up their huff and their gruff because they want to protect their little playground. And that makes me go, oh, yeah, well, what do you really got? You know, I get more inquisitive. I get more playful, you know. And pretty soon they come out. They want to play. Everybody wants to play. Everybody wants to play.
And I think this is a perfect example of that, where it's great when you have one person who's out and they're sharing, but when you bring in more energy, if you have two or more people, there I am. So it really is.
Share your deliciousness, honey. Share it.
Thank you. I will. Thank you so much. Thank you. And I love you both. So much love to you.
Love you too.
Big
hug.
Have
a great day. Lots of love.
All right. How's 910-686?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on air. Hey.
Hello. How are you?
Doing great. What's your first name?
This is Carrie.
Hi, Carrie. Welcome to the program. Hey. You're on air with Paulo and Michelle. Oh,
that
wait,
is awesome
wait,
because.
You answer, yeah, wait, hold on, ahead. Carrie, 1 second, because we have somebody in the chat wants to know, and I'm sure other people want to know this as well. Paula's email again. Paula, what's the email people can reach you at?
It's Paulo, P-A-O-L-O, Doro, mm-hmm. D-O-R-O, Maui, M-A-U-I, at gmail.com.
Okay, put it in there. All right, Carrie, let's dive in.
Well, thank you, Michelle, for taking my call. I listen to you all the time on the Blog Talk Radio on my podcast as I'm running every morning.
Oh, love it.
And I love it. Yeah. And I wanted to say hello to Paulo. How are you today?
Oh, absolutely wonderful. Absolutely wonderful.
Good. I had a quick question for you guys. I really needed to be clear about something. I've been a Reiki practitioner for about 8 years now, and I've been offering Reiki now to animals for a year, and I love it, absolutely love it. I do a little bit of aromatherapy as well, incorporating those three together, which is great. But I feel like that I'm either, when I'm doing Reiki now, I'm actually doing more readings when I'm working with their energy, and I don't know if that's something that I need to focus more on at this time, because sometimes I feel like I know that the Reiki is happening, but I keep, you know, I get messages from the other side, and I've got these, you know, I don't know where I need to be right there with that.
I hear you. What I suggest is let go of the manifestation of how it manifests. In other words, you're opening yourself up. You're opening yourself up. You're connecting to healing, to service.
Right.
And service is God. It is all about service. But let go of how it's being expressed through you. Just let go of that. And if it comes out in a reading, or if it comes out in touch, or if it comes out in dance, or if it comes out in song, let it come through. Just let it come through.
Okay. That makes sense, because I was just letting it roll, but I was just like, wait a minute, what's going on? Everybody's talking to me, and I'm trying to do this. What's going on? You know? Oh my gosh! Well,
I have
I feel
your energy. Your energy. Your energy is a thousand gates of heaven, honey. You have this ability to have a deep, deep compassion and love for everyone, and it hurts to have that because you know to feel that deeply for to be expressed through you in every breath.
Mm. Yep.
Thank you.
Oops. Paulo, you're wiggling out.
I know. I'm a wiggler.
You're a wiggler.
Did you hear any of that? Whatever.
Yeah. I heard a little, and then you were wiggling and.
Okay.
Little wiggle, yeah.
I did.
The main thing is just let it come through. Just let it come through. Yeah. And that's, again, don't step. The stepping in front of your medicine, your head or any other part of you is trying to orchestrate.
Right.
Because you're trying to, you're expecting some type of form. And don't even let that come into your story. Just sing and dance and touch and do.
Okay. Mm. Well, that clears that up, and I don't want to be overdoing it on anything. So I'll.
No. And I feel.
And the Native American part of it. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Well, the Native American part of it, really quickly, is that my grandfather was the grandson. Of the, you know, we never knew who the Native American was that was here in North Carolina, that, you know, we didn't know his name. So we couldn't trace his family. But with him, you know, we've got the healers on his side and also on my mother's side, but more on his side. I feel with my guides, and I know I have Native American guides, but I keep feeling so, like right now I'm lit up like a Christmas tree. I believe I'm being pulled more towards that Native American way in healing, and I can feel it. And I didn't know if you had felt any of that when we were talking, or you know.
There are stages in healing. Since I've been on the earth, I knew I was a healer, whatever that is. Okay, it's a hat. It's a way to manifest. It's a way to say, oh, now I, you know, to communicate. But in my life, healing has taken many forms, and in many times the ancestors come through. So there's levels, openings, and I feel that there's a conversation. There's a conversation that I feel you will embrace your ancestors, your American Indian ancestors, to embrace that, to learn more about you, to learn more about your journey, to learn more about sharing and the healing from that. So I believe that is going to be very powerful. Let that come through. Let that come through. Yes.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I love it.
Thank you, Carrie, for calling in. Beautiful.
Well, you're welcome, and thank y'all for talking to me.
Yeah, I would love it. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for talking to us. Yes.
Yeah, thank you for talking to us. That's how it goes. Thank you.
Those are the chat. And, yeah. All right.
That sounds great. All right. And where are you calling from, by the way?
North Carolina, Wilmington, North Carolina, the beach.
Wilmington. Wonderful.
Ooh.
Oh, the beach.
Wow.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
We could run there, actually.
I love that area. Especially you. Oh, okay. You're very, very lucky. You're very lucky.
I know.
That's good. Blessed is he who knows they're lucky. That's a good one. I love it. Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
I appreciate that. God, love that.
All right, Carrie, take good care.
Thank you so much. All right.
Thank
bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Everyone's so sparkly today. We got quite a bit of callers, so I'm gonna get a little clip here. Howdy, 804-467, you're on Awakening.
Hello.
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 You're on air.
Yes, hi. How are you guys?
Hi. Doing great. What's your first name?
Kim.
Hi, Kim. You're on air with Paula and Michelle.
Hi, Paula and Michelle. This could be for either one of you guys, or one of you, it didn't matter. And I don't really have a question because there are just too many questions. That's my question. Why do I have so many questions? I'm questioning everything.
Ooh.
I'm sure of everything, but I question everything, man. You can't have both.
Yes, you can. It's the polarity. You need to be somewhere in between, in the middle. Yeah.
Okay.
Misunderstanding is the prelude to understanding. Questioning is the prelude to knowing.
True. Right.
Right. Yeah. You can't get the answers unless you have some questions.
That's true. What happens when you question the answer?
You have what? Say that again.
What happens when you're questioning the answers?
It's part of your
what
questioning.
Happened?
So, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
it's still you're still questioning. So.
Yeah. Here's the thing. You know what? It's like the 2-year-old that does that. The 2 to 5-year-old. What's that for? Why? Why do we go there? We're going to get gas. Why? Why do you have to? Why do you do? Let me ask you something. When you're questioning, someone gives you the answer, and you're questioning, what do you feel in your body? Right there.
Yeah, right there. I just breathe.
Yeah.
I feel unsure.
Uh-huh.
I can feel completely, when I get the answer, I was like, that's it. That feels so good, and that feels so right, and then something will make me like, well, no, that can't be it.
Mm-hmm. But, and where are you getting the answers from?
I meditate. I won't say that I get really, really deep. Sometimes I do, but a lot of times I'm still getting thoughts that I'm trying to just witness and let pass, but sometimes it is really heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I'm not going as deep as I know I should or could go. So I don't know if it's, I'm
having
a hard time discerning.
Yeah. So here's the thing. You're in initiation. Paula and I were talking about this earlier. When you're learning to trust your inner knowing. And so what I would suggest to you is to keep a journal of your answers and ask for confirmation. And because what it is you're not trusting yourself, you're not trusting what you're receiving, that uncertainty. And as like I was talking about in the program earlier, my perception is you so want to be right. And on some of these situations that you're finding yourself, there's no wrong or right. It's just what's right for right now, or what's appropriate, or what do I feel like doing. So I feel for you, dancing, movement, toning, chanting, getting in touch with your feelings, how you feel about something. You know, if your heart is opening, if you're feeling a sense of relief and your chest is lightly going upward, shoulders back a little bit, then that means your choices or the choice you're making is life-enhancing. It's you know, vibrationally in is in the most optimal resonance for that time or that situation or with that person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes we have more, but the higher self will lead us to whatever is the most optimum in the choice. And then keep track, so that will give that little monkey mind, the over-rational mind, the surface mind, something to do because it's checking you. You're constantly checking. But when we're constantly checking, that means we're looking for confirmation somewhere. Okay? Paulo,
okay.
Do you have any thoughts? I don't know if we disappeared or not, Paulo. It's just
connection
yeah,
I'm
of
here.
A little.
No.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yes, what? I
yeah.
can only hear a little.
Any thought on?
Well,
for
him on yes, you're exactly right. The place of understanding is to something stand up and can collect all the answers and whether they about being, are they the right ones? Are they the you know your you can continue the journey of the, you know, there's a ride at the Disneyland called Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. Sometimes, you know, the journey is very enticing, and we want to stay in the journey. Or there are many people that go to school and they love school so much they don't want to graduate. They stay in school. And you see, so there's a fear. There's a fear about, well, okay, if this is the answer, and then what do I, you know, how do I, what is that going to do, and how, you've got the responsibility of the answer. And what I'm saying is, like Michelle said, dance and sing and allow yourself to go into that experience. Allow yourself to feel those emotions. But don't stay there. Just stand up. Stand up, and you will understand. You will understand.
Well, thank you so much. I'm smiling on the inside. That made so much sense.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
I said I'm smiling
thank
on
you.
The inside. That made so much sense. Thank you, guys.
Yes, yes.
Oh, you're
yes.
so welcome,
thank
Kim.
You. Thank
Thanks
you.
For calling in. Great to hear from you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wonderful, wonderful. Oh, let's see. Hi, 602-943. You're on Awakenings Radio. You're on with Paulo and Michelle. 602-943, you're on air.
Hi, Michelle and Paulo. This is Trish. Lovely to...
Hey,
how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, doing really well. Just loving your show today. It's just been it's so great just to be back again after an absence of a few weeks. I know that time is running out, so I just have a couple of questions for you. I had a job interview yesterday, and I was just wondering if you see what you see around that, what the outcome might possibly be, and if you feel that it would be a good fit for my soul.
Mm. Wow. Wow. Thank you for that question, and thank you for having the strength to hold that. So in that realm that you're in there, it's like that already answers it. It's already your soul speaking to me. And so I don't see that you're in any contradictory with yourself. Your soul is saying this is perfect for you, perfect for you.
Oh, bless your
Perfect.
Heart. I really feel it. So do you see me getting the job?
Well, the job is already there within you. The going and looking for is the story, is the story of the job. But I feel that you need to express what that you already have it. You need to own that place right with you. And then when you go there, they'll see they'll see the home inside of their home. They'll connect with your heart, and that's where you are. That's where you are.
Bless
you have
this
ability
that really
to hold a very sacred
soul.
Space. Yes.
That really does. It truly resonates. It just feels so right. But, you know, sometimes the head gets in there, you know, and you waver just a little bit. Another really quick question. Blessings to you both. I feel like I really am honoring my soul and just feel that this is such a good fit for me. But do you see me taking another trip soon?
Okay, I do feel you're kind of like the major secretary to yourself. It's like you go here and you clock different information, and oh yeah, you may see a picture of a place, and then that begins the story of wanting to go to that place. So there are many places that are calling, and I feel that you ought to write them all down, and then take a dart and throw it. And go, just go. Yes, I do see that. I do see the travel really enriches you. It's never been anywhere in the dimension of learning from the books or knowledge in that way, but people, by seeing people, how they live, where they live, that feeds your soul.
No, I understand that. I've had that. I'm speaking more specifically just to a visit to see my son and my sister in the next month or so.
Oh, in that kind of way. Okay. All right, you're giving me that. I feel that they're going through some transition, and I feel that your presence would really help, but I feel it's a little bit, let them go through a little more. They have more communication within themselves about what they're going through. And then so I feel maybe either the later part of winter you may enter that. You may enter that.
Oh, thank you so much. That again, too, it fits just perfectly. I thought it might be premature, and that was really one of the reasons I thought, no, don't want to use my free ticket right now, because I think that there, yeah, as you say, there are just things that are in motion that aren't quite settled yet, and premature.
Yes, sometimes, you know, people go through things, and the additive, your additive energy will pull them out of that, and so I feel they need to stay in that a little longer and deal with that a little longer, so that when you come, they're ready to hear. They're ready to understand.
Oh, this is such wonderful confirmation. I cannot tell you. I have goosebumps. I have chills. I mean, thank you. Bless you both. I mean, this is just amazing confirmation for me. It just tells me that I'm trusting my inner guide and my instinct, my intuition, and it's just I'm finally getting to that place where I can really own it and trust my feelings, and just it's so empowering. So I just thank you.
Hallelujah.
Well, it's been quite a while coming, so, but it's coming to me more and more and more, where I'm trusting and being a part of this show, Awakening Show, Michelle, all of your your love and light and your wisdom, I mean, just your energy has just inspired me beyond belief, and I just thank you from the bottom of my heart. What to both of you. It's just this is the most amazing program, Blog Talk Radio, ever. And I know you've played a huge part in this, and you've helped me so significantly. So hugs and many, many blessings to you. I see that the time is running out, so I'm going to let you go. Much love, light, and peace to you all.
You too.
Oh,
thank you so much for that. I mean, I feel inspired by everyone. I feel it's like a mutual inspiration fest. And like Paula said earlier, somebody said, thanks for taking my call. And he said, well, thanks for calling in. It's true. It's all of us co-creating this. It's the people in the chat, you know, those of you that listen, you know, via TuneIn Radio or iTunes. Those of you also, I forgot, I want to give a little etheric hug and a smoochie to those of you that have been leaving. I've got more wonderful appreciation comments on the iTunes page, on the Awakenings podcast. Yeah, Paula, really some nice. Some of them mentioned you as well. We've got a few new ones, and that always tickles my heart. So I want to thank everyone
that's doing that as well.
Tickle.
Wonderful.
Take good care of such a gift to so many.
Oh, love hearing that. Thank you.
Is it a gift in a bow? Am I wrapped in a bow?
Blessings. Thank you so much for taking my call. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah. We have, we're going into overtime, so people in the chat won't be able to hear this. I was thinking it's recording. I don't know what that means, recording left. I don't know how much time that is. Paulo, this is great. Part two, part three, you got to come back and play more.
Share more of your wonderful wisdom. Anytime, honey.
Oh, it's been great. And that email address, those of you that would like to reach Paulo for more individual, personal work, you can email him at Paulo Dioro. Paulo Dioro, Maui, right?
Yes.
Paulo Dioro, Maui, at gmail.com. And you want to spell it, Paulo, just in case? Oh, it's just
what,
Doro.
What? Yeah, Doro. Yes.
Paulo Dioro, Maui, at gmail.com.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we'll be back here next Wednesday, so if you somehow didn't get, we still have callers, if you weren't able to get on air to get your question answered or just wanted to maybe share about how your path is unfolding, we will be back here next Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific time, doing it all again, but in a different way, so please call back in next week, and until next time, continue to shine your light, share your insight, and, of course, keep awake.
Awakenings broadcasts every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time. Archive shows are available on iTunes. For continued Awakening conversation and insights, join the Awakenings group on Facebook and visit Michelle's blog at soulinsightsforspiritledliving.com. That's soulinsights, the number 4, spiritledliving.com. Keep awake.